Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
You want a brownie?
No, I want to go away from here.
They're pretty good. Look, see, you dunk them, and they get nice and mushy.
Thank you.
Good word, mushy. Mushy, mushy, mushy.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Thank you.
right. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great week. Your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you again on that path. I don't know why I'm using this voice tonight, but we'll venture forth. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud outfitters of new fungal wart protection gear, and the companion, Gordon Ramsay's Fungal Wart Cookbook. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment and fake radio entertainment. And Obama. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour. You don't want a copy of the Fungal Wart Cookbook there, Ope? That's going to send everybody a copy for Christmas. Yo. Mondays, 10 o'clock. Bitty Mao, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley and his journey to the nexus of reality. Frequent flyer miles apply. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, Staff Sergeant Sigmund P. Sideburn, head crossing guard at the High and Tight Professional Barber College. And on Thursday, Chunk Buster realizes that life is really a big fucking joke. And on Friday, I'll be working. Week's worth. Worthwhile. Time wasted. Well, the phone lines will open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
For centuries, Chinese cooking considered only for chosen few. But now...
East meets west, La Choy makes Chinese food. Swing! American.
La Choy introduces frozen chicken chow mein. Look, golden gravy, bean sprouts, water chestnuts, bamboo shoots, mushrooms. From La Choy's new frozen Chinese food.
La Choy makes Chinese food. Swing! American!
Hello? You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Buffer.
Oh, a bee bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a bee bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a bee bopper. Bop, bop, bopper. Bee bopper. Oh, a bee bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh! Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh! Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh, a bee bopper. Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Cool, man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Real cool. Indeed.
Possum Hour says, suck it.
There she is, baby.
Enter!
All right.
Okay, all right.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm okey-doke. Can't complain.
Okay. Ah, sure you can.
Who care? Oh, did you end up getting your DVD player?
No, I'm going to wait until the beginning of the year.
Yeah. I got the... I told you guys last week I pulled the trigger on the TV set. I'm going to tell you right now, 4K, or yeah, 4K
yeah.
is hypnotic and addictive. You just sit there in front of that thing. staring at it going, look at the picture on that thing.
There you go.
And then Bogey came over Wednesday, and we mounted her on the wall.
Uh-huh.
Not as dirty as it sounds. Not as fun as it sounds. But, yeah, so did that.
Nice.
Got that going. No longer have a hillbilly flat screen TV situation.
Now you'd be more of a movie watcher.
Maybe. I didn't watch any movies, though. I'm hooked on that fucking YouTube, man.
A lot of good shit on YouTube.
Our pal Ford isn't here yet. Hopefully he shows up. I wanted to talk to him about the Blue Jays, man. They're in the running for, like, all the big free agents this year, man.
Okay.
Be excited. I've been watching crap like that on the YouTube. So, anyway, love the TV. A decent sound.
Good.
Sunday, drove to Bunfuck, Ohio.
Yeah.
For this gig I've done for the last 25 years. And I'm watching the odometer, and when I got to the gig, I'm parking the car, 99,999 miles on the odometer. You couldn't have timed it better, man.
There you go, man.
Crazy.
And that's on the car, right?
That's on the car, the Green Hornet.
Okay, good.
It's nice. It's a nice little, vehicle there.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, good luck to that.
Yeah.
So what are you up to?
I'm not doing a dang thing.
No dang thing?
No.
Slinging cars, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm smoking Espinosa right now.
Espinosa. Oh, you smoking a crib.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
All right.
I don't care.
I don't smoke tobacco in a crib at all.
No.
Tobacco in a crib.
I do.
Hey, man,
gotta be relaxed. Fuck everything.
You see Elon Musk this week? He was on something, and they're saying, well, your anti-Semitism and shit is turning off advertisers, right? He says, hey, my advertisers could go fuck themselves. He stole that from us.
Yes, he did. We were saying fuck them all the time.
At least go fuck yourself was our motto, man.
Uh-huh.
The fuck? He owes us a check.
Oh, man. Fucking guy.
What a weirdo, man.
Oh, he's strange.
What I tell Reverend Wendy, he's a Bond villain. Is he not a fucking Bond villain?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Jeez. I mean, not a good Bond villain, but a Bond villain. Like maybe George Lazenby Bond.
There you
go. Although he had Telly Savalas.
Oh, yeah, he had Blofeld.
Boom, boom.
I can see that.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm reading the chat room.
Okay. What's going on in the chat room? I miss you.
Oh, they're just talking about TV and that.
Okay.
Hope watches some YouTube. All right, well, let's blow something up, man.
I'll blow it up.
Oh, 'tis the season, man. We got the 3 minutes here to blow up. Okay, good. So, yeah, it's the Christmas season, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
And there she is. Got to do it every year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's that song. I haven't heard it yet. I haven't heard this except to listen to my blow up.
That's the only time
I
hear
it.
Christmas music is on here. I don't go out to shopping centers. I don't play.
I go to a lot of Christmas parties, but like Man, they're really taking it easy on the old Christmas music this year, which I have got no complaint about at all.
Yeah, all right. Way to go.
You know, the less of that,
it's
the
our
better.
World, it's our world Christmas, man. It's spring.
Yeah.
It's a movement, baby.
Starting this weekend, though, I got about 10 Christmas parties lined up back to back. I'm doomed. I'm doomed as doomed could be, and I will hear this. So we gotta blow it the fuck up. A little, this is like, what do you call that? Preemptive strike.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we haven't heard it yet, but we're going to hear it.
Uh-huh.
When we do, just think of it this way.
Long pig is human flesh.
Holy shit!
Don't want a lot for Christmas.
Yeah!
There is just one thing I need.
Yeah!
I don't care about the present.
Bitch! Shit.
Make my wish come true.
What the fuck?
All I want.
Do you feel like Woody Bob Rock Manners? Get Freddy's Boots 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 Boots
Boots
Boots.
Up,
that was a book roll double, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
his little ditty.
He went, Yeah, that alone is book roll double. Took a funny bounce after that.
Every song should end with that.
But I could do that easier. Isn't that weird? Let's see. Those are last week's notes. We've already exhausted this week's notes. Well, good night, everybody. Shoot. What do you think, man?
You can't wait to get back to that TV set.
I know. I want to get back in the fucking comfy chair. My remote.
Not the haunted chair, is it?
Oh, yeah. It's the haunted chair. You know what's great? The best thing about the TV is not the really sharp picture. It is. It's new. And what I mean by that is the TV I had been using was getting old and slow. So, response of the, you click the button and it takes a second to think about it before it does it, you know? Things like that.
Yep.
Sometimes you got to press it three times.
Yeah.
Sound like Bobo. You got to flush 12 times. No. Yeah, man, I just look at the button and it changes the thing and I go, oh, geez, I like that. Do what I want. I'm in control.
There you go. And you're doing the voice control every now and again, right?
What do you mean, the volume?
Yeah, voice. Tell the TV what to put on.
Oh, nah. I don't have the voice thing. No. I could do that.
Okay.
I could program the Jim Crack to do that.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that old thing on there.
I got Prime. I can do that on Prime.
You could turn your Jim Crack with this new TV, turn Jim Crack into a remote control with the voice and everything on it.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, good times. TV. My golden years. Here we are. How's it going, gang? Man.
You replaced that Dumont.
Yeah. I got the Dumont in the office now.
Swinging, baby.
All right, ladies, gentlemen, nice gentlemen, ladies. Let's do some music, and we'll do the roll call. How's that sound?
Yeah. How you doing?
Right here on Earth. All right. Here's a classic. Yeah.
That always works.
There they are. The few, the proud, the possums.
Possum Lounge.
Like I said, our pal Ford ain't here, man. I didn't get a note from Epstein's mother either. Not Jeffrey Epstein, the other Epstein.
Yeah.
Juan. Did I tell you that? I was watching Rawhide.
Yeah.
They got a character named Jesus, and in the credits they spell it H-E-Y-S-O-O-S. Jesus.
Back then they couldn't spell Jesus.
Yeah, they probably figured people would go, whoa, who Jesus? Who the hell is that?
I just finished binge watching Car 54. Where are you? I saw all 60 episodes.
That's a classic.
Good stuff. Well written, man.
Oh, Matt Hyken, genius. Genius.
Yes,
he just gotten off of Belko. And,
Yeah.
He put so much into it, though. It shortened his life and his output and everything.
Yeah. Well, he paid his life. Good comedy.
The same with the guy that did Barney Miller. He was also hands-on from first episode to last.
Friday. I didn't like the beginning of Barney Miller, man. It was mostly about his home life.
Yeah, it started once they got off of the home life. Then it really
hit its stride. Yeah.
Yep.
His wife for like five seasons, she'd be on the beginning of the show, and you'd never. She was never on.
Then the average finally, just popping in. The daughter was long gone.
Oh yeah, yeah. The family life kind of.
Yeah.
The back burner, way back burner. Just good. Anyway, Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
Yes, indeedy. What are you gonna say about that? Oh, she said that Mariah Carey could retire Rich Woman on that particular song. You are correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wish she would.
She makes a couple mil every Christmas.
Yeah, I imagine so.
How fucking great is
that?
I have to work my nuts off for maybe a couple grand, you know?
Yeah.
I mean a couple. Not 80 grand or like that. Not even 40 or 20 grand. Couple.
Yep.
She sits there playing with her big titties all by herself in her apartment with her dogs and her draperies. And makes
her
80-year-old
husband. She still married that guy? Or is he
I don't know nothing about her.
Okay.
I got nothing on that.
She was married to a very old fuck.
Huh. That's weird. Well, like a manager dude or something?
Yep, exactly.
She says, I bet Bing didn't make near that on his Christmas songs. I don't know about that.
Yeah,
Bing used to rake it in at Christmas time, man. That White Christmas, that held the record for the biggest selling record.
Yeah.
Long time. Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks.
Sweet Alice.
Suffice to say, you and I aren't going to make $1 million this Christmas season.
Ain't
going
to happen.
And neither is Dr. Cake, unfortunately.
Hmm?
Dr. Cake's here, and it wouldn't be a show without Dr.
Cake.
Yeah.
Lovely
if anybody
Dr.
has
Cake.
A, it's a paper cut or a virtual boo-boo.
She's a doctor.
You'll get her thing out that goes.
the
hypo
in.
Spray. We'll take that hydrocortisone or whatever that shit was. Hydrocortisone. Makes you go nuts being down to the planet. Thank you for coming, Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
What's the cue coming up, man? I know I got some goodies tonight, man. Although, I don't know, I was getting pretty buzzed when I was putting the show together, so who knows, man.
That's the way you do it.
Oh, okay, I think this is a goodie. Come on, Cake. There's Hope.
Other people's eyes.
Apcheek says, Bing made $30 million on White Christmas.
$30 million?
Someone went to, was that Irving Berlin wrote that puppy?
Yeah, how much did he make?
I don't know. Isn't that funny?
I have.
The Jewish guy.
Yeah.
Cashing in on the old Christian holiday.
Why not?
Love it. Hope is here. He's representing the Midwest of the United States of America. Proudly.
Good job.
Thanks, sir. We salute thee. Salute. I don't know where G.T. Trenton is tonight. He's AWOL.
Yep.
Hey, WAP. Absent without possum.
He and Ford are out picking up chicks.
Ah, they're cruising. Who's
DT's
the wingman?
DT's
the wingman? All right. He's bringing in the birds to the table.
That's
huh?
right.
All right. Go for it, babies.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Oh, wait a minute. I did write something down. Shoot, I had a name for your hovercraft.
Oh, okay.
Where the fuck did that go? dag nabbit. Well, anyway, we also have the illustrious Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Ladies good to be here.
The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Deck.
As the Beaver.
That's because I've got a worried mind. You see, the world is in an uproar. The danger zone is everywhere. Everywhere. Just read your paper. And you'll see just exactly what keeps worrying me. You see, the world is in an uproar. The danger zone is everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. My love for the world is like always, while the world is a part of me, yeah. And that's why I'm so afraid of the progress that's been made, yeah, to war. Eternity, every morning. Find me hoping that everything's alright. You see, the world is in an uproar. The danger zone is everywhere.
Ah, yeah.
A trip, trip, trip. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I'm losing my mind.
All right. Very cool, man. That was The Danger Zone, which is a hard song to find. Because it keeps wanting to give you that fucking thing from that movie with the Tom Cruise going right into the danger zone.
Oh, jeez.
Get out of here. Anyways, I looked it up. The first person to record that song was the infamous Ray Charles.
Yeah.
The one we heard was a dude named Percy Mayfield. And he, ladies and gentlemen, is the author of The Danger Zone. So there you go. There you have it.
Nice.
But he wasn't the first to record it. You see,
he did a damn good job with it.
Well, he thought about, you know, he thought about it. He says, well, if I let Ray Charles record this, I'm going to make a gazillion dollars.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Ray, go ahead and record that bad boy, all right?
Brother Ray.
Oh, man. Okay, the super sped up 6 feet The super sped up 6-speed grease slap and hovercraft. Something like that. That was late at night.
That'll work.
I need something other than hovercraft, though. The Duesenberg. Flying Duesenberg. Flying Duesenberg. Ooh, wait.
I like it.
They got hovercraft put in. Flying Duesenberg. It's a Duesenberg. Easy. Nice. So, Percy Mayfield, we salute thee.
Yes.
Not the...
Damn good voice. Nice, distinctive voice.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Ray Charles, you know.
Uh-huh.
Almost sound a little bit like the guy used to do Count Basie all the time. Oh, shoot. Joe Williams.
Oh, yeah, Joe Williams, yeah.
He had a great voice.
Oh, definitely.
Every day. Poor guy was living in a trailer park when Cosby put him on the Cosby Show, man.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, he was on Hard Times. He needed that Cosby money.
Yeah, they all fell in hard times. I wonder.
Yeah.
Was there a way to money or what did they do?
Bill Cosby, not all bad. All right.
Yeah, he's a huge jazz fan.
I mean, like, if you're a woman, yeah. Probably, you know, he's a sexual predator, not a good guy.
Nope.
You're an old jazz dude. He's got a grandfather you can play.
There you have it. That's old Bill in a nutshell.
Yep. Yippin', yippin', yippin'. Fungal warts.
Leonard Part 6.
Man, have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I actually sat through the entire thing and wanted to see how bad that was.
I think I did. I think I watched the whole thing, but I blocked most of it out. Although,
I think recently.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
About a year ago, I think it was. Yeah. Wanted to see how bad that fucker was. And that was
pretty bad. Yeah. Indeed. They got California Suite coming up on the algorithm.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of giving that. Bill Cosby's in that. I did not know he was in that.
Yeah. That's a Doc Simon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the one where Mathal plays several roles, or am I thinking of another one?
I think you're thinking of another one. I don't know. Wait a minute. I think you're thinking of another one. Because there's like three sets of couples or something like that.
Okay, yeah, because the one where I'm thinking of, Mathal plays, it's like cut up into different stories, but he plays a different dude with different hair each time. It's still Walter Mathal. Cause, you know, you got to love it.
Yeah. There's no Peter Sellers, though. Really can't play.
No, definitely not.
I mean, and you're putting actors out of a job when you do that.
How did he
shit.
Get that rep, though, that he could do that shit like that? Whose idea was that? Because he did it more than once, played multiple roles in movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all the different voices and characters shit that he played on the radio, I guess.
Yeah. Probably
gradually got into it. Yeah,
crazy man. What a talent. Weird guy.
What's with Eddie Murphy, man? A decade ago or so, he picks up this cross-dressing hooker, and now he just does kiddie movies.
I don't know, man.
He's got some stupid holiday thing out now called Candy Cane Lane.
Wow.
Daddy. Daycare.
He lost his funny a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, you got that right.
When he became a superstar, I loved him before that. And then after that, I was like, geez,
yeah,
I don't know.
48 Hours, it was great.
48 Hours, great. Beverly Hills Cop, great.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I remember The Golden Child.
Yeah.
That wasn't great. And he kind of, that was the beginning of the end for me with Eddie Murphy.
Then he picked up that transvestite and everything got weird.
Well, no, actually my interest started getting, I got more interested after the transvestite.
There you go.
Yeah. Both wanted to see more tranny shit.
Too. Steve Martin, yeah. Bad one.
Got a quick quickie?
Yeah, very quickie on it.
Who do you know with a liver that's huge? A big red nose and goggles down booze. Drunken Santa's coming to town. He's ringing a bell and holding a cup, playing Santa Claus beats, sobering up. Drunken Santa's coming to town. He gets himself kicked out of bars for passing deadly gas. He came with two boots, leaves with three, one wedged up his ass. Dogs lift their legs to the jolly drunk elf, but he doesn't care, he pees on himself. Drunken Santa's coming to town.
Mommy, Mommy, can I sit on Santa's lap, please?
Sure, honey, go ahead.
Oh, Mommy, Santa smells.
What do you want for Christmas?
I want to go home.
Come on, Pam. But I'm Santa Claus.
He likes to drink a six-pack and hang out at the mall. He'll give your kid a candy cane that he used to scratch his balls. He wears a red hat, black belt, and a scarf. His beard should be white, but it's covered with bark. Santa's gonna show up, stagger round and throw up. Drunken Santa's coming to town.
Cocksucker! Oh yeah,
Mr. Woo.
Mr. Woo gave that one the thumbs down. Drunken Santa. I resemble
Drunken
that.
Drunken Santa.
I never drank on the job when I was Santa, man.
That's right. You got to put up the old profile pictures, too.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to smell like beer, man, when you're around little kids.
Yeah, they know that smell from Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it smells like Daddy.
Uh-huh.
Remember one time this lady stuck her kid on my lap, and he just proceeded to take a leak.
Oh, jeez.
Pissed himself all over me. You know what? I was the coolest motherfucker, man.
Uh-huh.
I was just like, well, Santa's got to check on his reindeer, kids. After he sat there terrified for five minutes or whatever. And I didn't, but man, a weird job. Weird gig, man.
I'm sure it is. I told you they tried to get me to do it right when I was working at Kmart. I said, fuck that.
I don't like dressing up and pretending to be somebody.
There you go.
You know what I mean? I'm not into that. not into play acting. I had to work a Renaissance festival.
Yeah?
And like all these people dress in stupid clothes and talk in Cockney accents. Thinking everybody in the Renaissance had a Cockney accent. Hello, Governor. What the fuck? I don't like that. It's not fun for me.
No.
Weird.
No.
It's weird. All right.
Very weird.
Let's spin the wheel, man.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Tonight is a boo.
Ah.
Not about. You know, I like. Well, that's the blow up lead in, man. That's not this. All right. I mean, it's you'd almost wish that it was Yoko Ono. It's that lame. It's that bad. It's just not good.
All right.
Yeah. Well, actually, it is good. Dickie Goodman. Ah!
Oh, no, Dickie Goodman.
Dickie Goodman's Christmas, man. As fresh as, I don't know, Grandma's Closet. Yes. Kind of mothball smell to it.
Dickie Goodman.
Dickie
Interview
Goodman.
With Santa Claus.
What's that?
Interview with Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, Nancy Pelosi, and the Andrews sisters. All in one. This is a weird one.
Go.
This is early on. He's not as... you guys read the show.
Okay.
Good Dickie Goodman or bad Dickie Bad Goodman? Whatever it is, it's 3 minutes you'll never get back. That's for sure.
Here is a news bulletin. Santa Claus has been kidnapped by spacemen from a flying saucer, which landed at the North Pole.
Be on the lookout for Santa Claus, last seen wearing...
Black. We take you now to the White House for an interview with the President. Mr. President.
Keep on knocking, but you can't come in.
Mr. President, have you a word on the Santa Claus kidnapping? We have just received a report from the FBI. Santa has been taken to a satellite circling the Earth. We take you now to the satellite.
This is John Cameron, downtown Sputnik. We are here in the Sputnik jail with Santa Claus. Wait, what's that sound? The satellite men are coming this way. I think the King of Sputnik is about to speak.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Santa, have you anything to say to the satellite men?
Come on and do the jail, hide and rock with me.
Santa! I know how you can escape. Disguised as Elvis Presley. Uh-oh, looks like we've been spotted. We return you now to Earth.
We are now at the North Pole, where a rocket is being launched to catch the satellite and rescue Santa.
Control tower to rocket. Prepare to blast off.
Oh, let's go!
Will the rocket be successful? Will Santa be rescued? Turn the record over and find out. The rocket sent to rescue Santa Claus has failed. With sadness, the President speaks.
Holy mackerel!
The Secretary of State has this statement.
I lose and scoop our reputation, Isha.
In London, at a meeting of Parliament.
Your Majesty, have you a statement to make on this terrible tragedy?
Goodness gracious!
We take you now to Moscow.
We're here with the Premier of Russia. Comrades, the rocket has failed. What do we do now?
Come on, come on, out of China again.
Here is a report from Tokyo.
This is Radio Tokyo. The imperial government has this message.
Ooh la la.
Meanwhile, back on the satellite.
This is John Cameron, downtown Sputnik. The satellite men are closing in. We can hear them outside saying,
take me in or else I'll be down your door.
Santa has just escaped through the chimney, disguised as Elvis. We return you now to Earth.
If you should look up at the sky this Christmas Eve and see a flying saucer pulling 8 reindeer, chances are it's Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, Earth people.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald French fries.
I'm super pumped.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dickie has done it again.
He's getting his money's worth out of those tunes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you figure he probably has to pay you know, a tariff to Little Richard, where I hear you knocking and I can't come in.
I don't know. I think they could get like a few seconds for free.
Oh.
That's why it's like real quick.
I don't know. Well, he only seemed to stick with like a handful of songs, though, and he repeated them this time.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
And it has nothing really to do with the story. You got to love this guy. He's got to be doing some kind of drugs.
That was pretty lame, man. I mean, even for Dickie Goodman. Dude.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Mr. Jones is such a hit. I never understood that.
Tis the season for Christmas crap. I'm going to be doing a Christmas crap drawing for Irv for his article the night before Christmas this week. It's going to be fun.
Oh, okay. I'll be working on that puppy.
Weird stuff. A vinyl record was returned to a Boston library 47 years late.
Huh.
Somebody finally turned in that Junior Walker and the All-Stars Greatest Hits album. Well, the Boston Public Library doesn't stock vinyl anymore, so I don't know what they're going to do with it. I have a couple library albums in my collection. I'll bet you Ope does, too.
Yeah.
They turn up at thrift stores and shit. Who'd return 47 years past due? They're just going to chuck that or give it to the thrift store or something.
Yeah, I'm surprised someone returned it.
Well, a lot of times the library will have sales, and they'll put the books they want to get rid of out in the lobby and sell them.
Yeah.
Did they ever do that where you are?
Oh, yeah.
Or get rid of it that way. All right, a military missile spent over 100 years as a garden decoration for this cat in Wales. When was this? Okay, this missile's from like 1880 to 1890, in that era, from a British warship. And this old guy found it washed up on the shore. Dragged it home in his apple cart. Lemonade. He had a lemonade wagon with a horse and cart. He found a shell, dragged it home, stuck it in the courtyard of his house, and that's where it's remained ever since.
Are you going to tell me it's hot?
It was a live. It was a live one, man. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I guess a police officer noticed it or something. Anyway, the bomb squad came, and they set it off. They said, it wasn't that big of a charge. It could have put your eye out or something. Take a finger off.
damage you his lemonade cart.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the guy says it was an old friend. I'm sorry that the poor thing had to be blown to pieces. This wasn't the guy that originally stole it. He bought the house from the guy and just left it there.
Okay.
Kind of weird story, man.
It is weird.
All right. Let's see. What was this? Oh, yeah. It's for you in Ohio. This is Ohio Highway news. In the Lake County area. Like just like a box of chocolates, sometimes they wreck the truck and spill them all over the highway. And I-90 is full of chocolate and caramel. And southbound lane has all the nougat. So there you have it. Oh, here, a Florida newspaper will print your grievances for Festivus. Celebrate Festivus.
There you go. Running with that.
I think that's a hoot. That got legs and people actually state their grievances and have their Festivus poll.
When people actually have a poll. Yeah, in their house. Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes better sense than a fucking tree.
It makes as much sense as any of that shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Really? The lady next door, she's a sweet gal. She's got the trifecta now. She had the ghost, the blow-up ghost for Halloween, the blow-up turkey for Thanksgiving. Now she's got the blow-up Grinch out there for Freaking Christmas, man.
All right. She's very festive.
What the hell's with the blow up things, man? Get away from me. I think they look stupid. I really do. But no, that's cool. I mean, she's a nice lady. If that makes her happy, I'm happy. I want everybody
your
to
first
be happy.
Home. First home, right? Probably.
I think it is.
Yeah.
She's flameheads. Well, that's not my other neighbor, not the Chet guy.
Yeah.
This is Flamehead's dad took over the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Flamehead's stepmother.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The old gal next door, she doesn't really do the decoration thing for the Christmas, for the holidays or nothing.
Oh, okay. There you go. I remember putting up lights with my old man. Boy, I hated that.
Yeah, what a... Guy a couple doors down, man. The fucking whole thing's covered with lights. It's like, yikes. Applecheek says she has a... Her brother celebrates Festivus.
See?
You know, I really think that would be a good one for me and my kids. You know, like my core family, my whatever... immediate family, because you know there's a lot of shit, man. We got grievances.
There you go.
They're just sitting. They're sitting there under the thing you don't want to talk about. You know, like you guys get together for Thanksgiving. You don't want to ruin everybody's fun by bringing up shit.
Yeah, but here you got a reason.
It's a damn holiday designed to bring up shit.
Yeah.
And I think that's a healthy thing. I don't want to get into that stuff, but holy the crazy queue and all that stuff, man. That's ruined more holidays than.
Oh yeah, you got that right.
Jeez, I took the red pill. Good for you. I hope it was cherry flavored. Alrighty. Well, hey, got nothing left but the good stuff, man.
Alright, lay the good stuff on us.
Where's the good stuff? I can't find the good stuff. There it is. Ba-ba. Didn't have one bear story this week. Can you believe it? Not one bear story. No emus either. I think the emu thing is dying down, thankfully. Enough with the emus. Anyway, we got world records. This is one of them badass guys. We did this. Somebody set this record previously in our celebration of world records. 26 burpee pull-ups in 1 minute. 25. Oh.
I remember we were doing a burpee one. You were telling me what burpee is. I forget what it is.
Yeah, they dive to the ground, do like a push-up, then jump up, and then grab the bar and do a chin-up.
Okay.
Do a pull-up.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
So it's pretty badass shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
And to do one of them, you know, would probably kill me. And this guy did like 26 in 1 minute. So, hey, man, for him.
Yeah.
Oregon man. Tommy Voo. He's in the Army National Guard. That's the kind of guy we want in the Army National Guard. Tommy Voo. Salute.
All right.
The world's oldest living land animal celebrates, get this, his 191st birthday?
191st?
Wow. And that's just that they know of. There's an island in the Seychelles, St. Helena.
Okay.
And there lives a giant tortoise by the name of Jonathan. And they have a record of him being 191, but he could be older. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Let's make him 200 then.
Yeah, get the fuck rounded up. Anyway, salute. What a cool beast, man.
Good Jonathan.
All the shit that's... I mean, obviously they don't get bored easy.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, man. The one animal that looks like he has nothing going on for him, he lives to be 200 years old, lugging around his fucking house on his back.
You realize what a pain in the ass it is to fuck? For God's sake. Yeah, being a turtle. A tortoise, sorry. I think turtles are the swimming kind. Water.
Okay.
Creature. And a tortoise is the land.
That's a terrapin, right?
That's a whole different thing. That's a different thing altogether.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not sure. All right, a 40.
God
40.
Bless him.
I had a pet turtle. I had a couple pet turtles.
Yeah.
I swallowed my pet turtle. All right. 46-year-old Indian woman who hasn't had a haircut since the age of 14 earned a world record for her tremendous tresses, measuring 7 feet, 9 inches long.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yikes. Whatever, man.
You like it?
Go girl. Yuck. I don't think it's attractive.
Hate.
I think... probably a pain in the ass to deal with, and
How do you wash that?
No shit.
Yeah.
How do you dry it? Sit down. What do you do with it? When I had that damn ponytail, it used to get on my nerves. Get away from me, hair. There's hair everywhere. My damn vacuum cleaner full of hair.
Oh yeah.
Crazy town. Oh, speaking of which. Told you I bought that $20 shampoo to slow down my hair loss.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It ain't working, man. I'm going to be a bald dude. What the fuck, man? Not fair.
Yeah, you just got to take it. You got to take Mother Nature.
You're used to it. Yeah. You bogey, man. Sitting around in bald heads for all these years laughing at us. You'll see.
Embrace the baldness.
It's not so funny when it's your hair falling on it. Vitamins, says Apple Cheeks. I think, you know, Apple Cheeks, I think I'm just doomed to fate. I'm not going to be a bald guy, but I'm going to have, like, you know, a really light.
There you go.
Light coverage.
Hair like horseshoe. Hair like horseshoe is really terrible looking.
Yeah, I don't know. Both sides of the family, my family had the same, you know, fading.
Okay.
Fading
back.
I
was always told I went bald because I wore hats all my life.
I know. I used to wear hats.
But I don't know. I don't know about that. I think it's
rocking that new hat.
Yeah, I love
that new hat.
Oh yeah, yeah, cool.
It's pretty good, man. Irish.
It's the newsboy hat, right?
Not a newsboy. It's not a newsboy. It's not a newsboy. It's like a newsboy. It's an Irish something.
Okay.
It's just an Irish something. It's pretty cool. It's houndstooth. I like it.
Nice.
All right,
nice.
We digressed. Here we got a running dad pushes 5 kids in a stroller for a world record. An Idaho dad.
Okay.
What is it? It must be, you know, they need stuff to do in Idaho. Anyway, Chad Kemple of Eagle pushed a quintuple stroller carrying his children, Savannah 8, Avery 7, and 5-year-olds Noel, Grayson, and Preston. Oh, he's got triplets. For a distance of 1 kilometer. Kemple's other 2 5-year-olds cheered him on from the sidelines with Mother Amy, who was drinking a big glass of wine, going,
"Oh yeah,
don't touch me, don't touch me."
Exactly.
Hey, good for him. And finally, an Idaho man.
There you go.
Recaptures his ping pong ball bouncing record. Now, I don't mean to be critical, but our pal David Rush, who tries to bring awareness STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. He's lately all he's been doing is redoing his records.
Yeah.
I want to see some originality, man. We did this already.
We covered
this the last time he broke this record, bouncing five ping pong balls into five glasses in 1.64 seconds. It's the third time he's broken a record. And I'm getting a little bored with this one, okay? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just a minor criticism.
Or at least go back to slicing grapes with a samurai sword or something.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That was something.
Man. All right, man. Well, I guess that's it.
It's okay.
Cool.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
No emus.
We'll be right back.
Dallas.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
Hey.
Well, that's good. That's the Room Full of Blues.
Okay.
One Bayou Drive.
Nice.
Name of that. I heard that it was on a cassette tape I had made, I guess. I used to get CDs out of library.
Yeah.
And, you know, make all kind of cassettes. And I, you know, I didn't really think about it, but man, they're paying off, man, like 20 years later. I was driving home Friday night, and it was a long drive, and it was, you know, dark out and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on the highway cruising, and that fucker comes on, man. I was like, yeah, baby.
Yeah, that was nice.
You know?
I like that.
That's some good shit.
I got to get back into listening to those guys.
The other side was Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah,
and they did a cover of Danger Zone as well on that album.
On Taj's? No shit.
No, not Taj. Room Full of Blues.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a cover of the Danger Zone. Not Danger Zone. The Danger Zone. Kenny Loggins. I would be. You know what? We gotta blow him up.
How the hell
has he not been fucking? Jeez. Note. Blow up, Kenny.
Definitely.
Loggins. Oh my God. You talk about. I mean, jeez.
That's a hell of an oversight.
That is an oversight, sir. Uh-huh. 12 demerits for me. Motherfuck. Jeez, he's got to go. He's got to go.
He's
got to
go. Fuck that guy, Kenny Loggins.
He's doomed as doomed could be.
We're going to possum his ass.
Oh, we've been joined by Jim.
All right, Jim.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. All right, you guys ready to yodel?
Sure.
Okie dokie. What are we going to do?
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel! It's yodeling time.
I was all around the water tank, waiting for a train, 1,000 miles away from home. I was sleeping in the rain. I walked up to a brakesman, put a gimbal line and talk. Said, "For a rev, you got money. I see that you don't walk. I haven't got a nickel, not a penny can I show. Say, get off, you railroad bum. You just slam that boxcar door. Oh, they put me off in Texas. That's the state I dearly love. Wide open space all around me, like the moon and stars up above. And no one seems to love me, not lend me helping hand. Standing around Frisco, I'm just waiting for a train. But we'll make it all right. On this trouble I had, just wondering why we're gonna stay tonight. got 20 women. All I want's one more. If the 20 more suit me, I'm gonna let them go. Oh, lady. The dying hobo he got this thing one time passed by my house. I told him the first verse he sang was do that one more time. He told me he would, and I said I would like your head. You hear what he said? I was all around the water tank, I waiting for a train, thousands of miles away from home. I was sleeping in the rain when I walked up to Bracemon for the Gimmo line of talk. Boy, if you got money, I see that you don't walk. I haven't got a nickel, not a penny can I show. Get off, you railroad bum, slam that boxcar door.
You've been playing possum.
You know, could have used more yodeling.
Yeah, but he still delivered.
I know. I'm not saying Furry Lewis.
Yeah.
Brought the yodel. Even Cake liked it. But, you know, I'm chewing my gum on the air. Chewing gum online? Did you bring enough for everybody? Edley Lamar is strict, boy. Oh, yeah. Henry Kissinger, man. Made it to 100 years old.
Yeah, jeez.
They say only the good die young. It might be something to that. I don't know. Gum makes you go bald. That's what Zeke says. So that's it. Damn it. Damn it. It was the gum all along. Thank good it wasn't beer. It destroyed my brain.
It's the gum, baby.
It's
nicotine gum.
Nicotine. Another 15 years, I'll quit the gum. Hey. Yeah, I got a dozen under my belt on the smokes.
Nice. At
this point, you're coming up on. You said 25.
25. Up in April.
Get the fuck out of here. Apple Cheeks wasn't kidding. She's got references.
Yeah.
This could potentially cause the balding process to speed up, although you would have to chew gum on a pretty regular and consistent basis for this to blah, blah, blah. Weird. Weird. I've been chewing a lot the last couple of weeks, man. Maybe.
They discovered this from lab rats. Adam chewing gum and losing fur.
A bunch of bald mice blowing bubbles over there. Hell, that's weird. Well, thank you, Ope. He says congrats to both of us.
Okay, thank you, sir.
But man, I can't imagine lighting a butt, man.
Yeah.
Smoking a butt at this point. Yikes.
Well, I'm enjoying this guy right now.
I can, well, smoking a cigar is different. You don't inhale that shit, right?
No, no.
No. You don't put that in your lungs. You just puff it.
No.
Puff it. Play with it.
The bad thing is you get that nicotine and all that.
Yeah, your biggest biggest danger is jaw cancer and shit. Tongue cancer, mouth cancer.
Yeah, oral cancer they call it. Yeah.
Oral cancer, yeah, because your lung, you're not killing your lungs.
Yeah.
That's how I got. I quit for a couple years, and then some guy gave me a cigar, and I was like, what the hell? I was puffing on it, and then put a little bit down the old pipe, you know. Got that old feeling, Within about 2 weeks, I was buying a pack.
Yep, can't do that.
Nope. No tobacco.
It's like when
smoke
I gave up near beer. I was drinking near beer when I quit. I go, I can't be doing this. It tastes too much like beer. It gets me in the mood for the real shit.
I tell you what, man, my son.
That up.
My son gave up beer. I'm gonna say close to 10 years ago.
Yeah, good.
He was beer junior, man.
Yeah.
He's the one that taught me how to day drink. Apple Cheek says nicotine is a stimulant that constricts blood vessels, including those in the scalp, potentially decreasing blood flow and oxygen to hair follicles.
There you go.
Yeah, that makes sense. But it'll also keep me, constricts the blood vessels. Well, that's not good.
Unfortunately, unlike the lungs, it doesn't rejuvenate. Your hair's gone.
Olsen Canadian.
What are...
Take more baby aspirin. That's the answer.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, my son has been drinking near beers for like 10 years. He has no problem.
Okay.
God bless him, too, man. He looks great.
Nice. Good.
He ain't all fat and flabby like Dad over here. It's like you've been drinking for the last 30 years, Dad. Yeah. All right.
I earned it.
Apple Cheek says she uses nicotine in her vape. But she's not going bald. Olsen Canadian.
Whatever.
She doesn't have high blood pressure either. Jim said nicotine will give you high blood pressure. Maybe that's why I had the high blood pressure, man. I had high normal today was my reading. I go into those home things, you know, take my blood pressure in the morning.
Well, my father was against smoking completely. He hated smoking. And high blood pressure did him in at 51.
And he never smoked.
Never smoked.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
You never knew.
And then you
never
get
hey, well, Andy Kaufman.
You get George Burns, 100. 12
yeah,
cigars
Andy
a day.
Kaufman
he
never smoked.
Yeah.
Got that right, Jack. All right, man. Well, say goodnight, everybody. I got the transporter.
Good night, everybody.
Give that
a kick.
Good night, everybody. Energize.
Henry Kissinger, how I'm missing you and wishing you were dead. Henry Kissinger, how I'm missing you. You're so chubby and so neat. With your funny clothes and your squishy nose, you're like a German pear. So people think that you don't
Henry Kissinger.
Those yellow lights down the Bayswater Road made you look Chinese to me. I thought that you was Little Ming Fu instead of Millie Battersby from Southend-on-Sea. We went out to dine with candles and wine, and heavens, the wine, how it flowed. I waited for the dawning so my eyes I could feast. I thought that I had found a gem of pearl of the east, but all that I found was you, you big ugly beast. Through the lights down the Bayswater, lights down the Bayswater, lights down the Bayswater Road.
So long, suckers!
And scene.
There you go.
Send me a bag of shells.
Indeed.
I love that song.
Tommy! All right, man. Well, there you have it, man. Send more shit. I think I'm going to put together the next two shows. Next time I sit down to do show.
There you go.
I got, like, next Monday's not a problem. But then I'm working, like, every fucking day. Until the next Monday.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So, send stuff. Well, I still have stuff, but send more stuff.
Will do.
And I hope Ford.
I'm sitting at work, I got to look up shit.
I hope Ford is listening in the archives.
Yep.
Send more stuff.
Yes, Ford, we need you.
Yes. I'm running out of my Ford prefect shit, man. That was Henry Kissinger, though. That was a beauty.
Hey, that was good.
Man. Fucking world war criminal, man. I mean, he fixed the frickin' Vietnam War. It was over. It was over. We were out, man. LBJ was getting us the fuck out, man.
Yep.
And him and Tricky Dick, man.
Yep.
Scuttled the peace talks. And how many hundreds of thousands of people died because of those jack-offs?
And we shouldn't have been there in the first place.
And we should have been in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Set that right. Stupid ass shit. So, fuck him.
Fuck
him and feed him dog shit. How about that? Huh?
There you go.
Get the Messiah out. Oh, you know, they had, Grit had Rio Bravo on.
Okay.
That Angie Dickinson, she's a hooker.
Oh, she's streaming live. I just came across it. I think Tubi has it.
She's a wowie. Woo woo.
You seen Midnight in Paris yet?
Hung. No.
Favorite Woody Allen movie. You gotta see it.
All right. Making
and you'll understand it. I think people don't like it because they don't know Gertrude Stein and the Fitzgeralds are, you know, this generation we have going.
Yeah, the kids today.
Hey, what are you going to do?
All right, pal. Hope you're feeling well.
Doing better.
Good. We'll see you next week. Take
Sounds
care.
Good to me.
Don't take any wooden nickels.
Nope, won't do.
Stay tuned for some exciting scenes from our next week's episode.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.